The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on the wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Brought the chair wine?
Yes.
Pretty good looking out.
I'm in Florida, so I
holy shit.
This guy, did everybody hear that? I hope you all feel bad about yourself. This guy drove 30 hours to be here today.
Do you want to start the show, Justin? Or
my name is Justin McElroy. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. You know what? I hadn't started recording yet.
This time for sure.
Should we walk out again?
Yeah, we can. Welcome to my brother, me, and my show for the modern era. I am your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
Your sweet, sweet baby Griffin McElroy.
Let me just jack into the matrix real quick.
Thank you all for coming to our comedy advice podcast. You're here in New York. This is our first time doing my brother, me here in
New York City.
Here on the Big Snapple. I came over that earlier. It's good, right? He is not joking. I was so excited about it. I told everyone in our group.
He was workshopping that on the street a couple hours ago. And by workshopping, I mean he said it once and nobody laughed or responded to it in any way.
Dog Pound, I swear to God, he says to me, this is the dog.
This is Dog Pound? The Greek chorus thing.
Yeah. Excellent joke. We're walking, and we had not heard the beginning of the conversation because we got split up by the intersection. And we catch up with him, and he says, "Hey guys, Big Snapple."
Just so you know, the beginning of the conversation was, "There's so much to do and see here in the Big Snapple."
So I didn't miss.
No, well, I felt like you didn't really get it.
This is a randy audience, can I say?
Yeah. You guys are a little random.
You guys are very productive.
And what's funny is I know you're not drunk because you all stood outside.
Okay, there's a bar you guys could have chilled in, and what I love is that you waited in line outside where it's like, I don't know, it's outside, so that's not ideal. And the reason that you were waiting in line, from what we were told, was because you wanted to get the best seats that you possibly could, which is great because it means you're like, you're fans, and that's obviously very flattering, but it also means that you're very polite, and you understand like how lines work, and you just bunch up in a crowd and fist fight each other.
You must have been surprised when you got in here and realized that like, there wasn't a single seat you couldn't spit on us from.
There were also just three dudes sitting at a table, so I don't know what you were afraid you wouldn't see.
They were afraid they missed our electric light show with lasers. Can we activate our...
Can we
our,
cue the show for the...
Yeah! Hey, audience at home.
Yeah, I should have bought a ticket.
So, you didn't get a ticket because you waited a minute and a half. Again, you guys are crazy. Thank you very, very much. Let's start doing questions.
Okay, yeah. Ready. By the way...
Oh, man.
Jinx. Now Griffin can't talk. Listen, man, this is
a shitty show.
Bitch, you just talked. If we have time, we may do a couple of questions for people here. So think if you have a good one, not like a bad one, because we will get rid of
it. Nothing about poop. Nothing about wanting to have sex with your friend's girlfriend.
Or dog. Or a car. Or a garbage compactor. I don't know why you want to have sex with a garbage compactor. Travis, read a question.
Okay, great. Okay, great. So these first couple questions are from people that are hypothetically here. So feel free to like raise your hand. I won't be able to see you, but
sure.
I'm from the Midwest, and since moving to New York, I've heard that Diet Mountain Dew is a broke-ass or trashy soft drink. Is this true? Am I drinking a soda that will make me look trashy? That's from John Wagner. John, are you here?
I'm here.
Over on the dog's back. What's up?
Okay. John Wagner. Hold on, let me think of this because it's like what a cocktail is.
He can't think if you laugh.
Which explains a lot,
John. Is that like a Midwest? I mean, I know, Justin, it's your, like, I know you're big on Pepsi Max now, but I know
yeah, I'm way into Pepsi Max.
Is like also your
I was into Diet Mountain Dew for a while. My, when I was, this was like actually caught me by surprise because where we grew up, what I had associated Mountain Dew with was what the copious amounts of advertising I'd seen associated with, which is like extreme sports. Right? So I think if you're doing Mountain Dew, you're doing the Dew, you're probably shredding or carving, maybe. Wind jamming. And then my friend Michael Beth, I met him from college, and he was from Ohio.
Right. Let's hear it from Ohio.
Yeah.
Dayton, more specific.
Who has any feelings about Dayton, positive or negative?
And we were drinking Mountain Dew, and we offered him one. He said, "Oh no." My mother said...
That's what he sounds like?
Yeah, not a joke.
Justin's not doing his, like,
he sounds like Emo Phillips having a stroke. Like, oh, no, my mother says that Mountain Dew is for briars.
Well, that story's so much funnier if you know Michael Beck, which nobody here does.
Let's hear from Michael Beck.
Yeah.
Briars was another term that I was not familiar with, but apparently means, you know, hill people.
I heard a theory online that if you spill Mountain Dew or Diet Mountain Dew on the sidewalk, the puddle that it forms, no matter how you spill it, or you know the weather effects that it might have on the spill, it will splash down in a perfect shape of the state of West Virginia. It's true. Look online. Google search that. Every time, perfect. Two panhandles. The West Coast. It's a coast. It's on a river.
Sure.
You don't want to talk about geography more, or should we?
Well, so my other question is the other side of that is there a soda you could drink that makes you look like the classiest fellow?
Is there a soda? Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're drinking diet cheer wine, and someone go like, how sophisticated?
I feel like, what about Jones? Jones soda? Is that like something that's
pretty hip. That's pretty hip.
I drink. No, you're right. That's what I go to.
Maybe like small batch root beers? Is that a thing here?
Oh, God. Microbrew root beers? Get out.
Did I make that? I thought I created that in my mind's eye. No.
Trademark
TM.
Do you guys want to have an answer?
I'll
say that. We can do regular questions only.
I have three drinks.
This Yahoo answer was sent in by ML member and level 8 Yahoo shaman, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Bulls Cubs fan. Who asks, is a love seat called a love seat because people have sex on it?
But I love how that question is, it would imply that they couldn't come up with a name and they like field tested it. Like, let's put two people on. Whoa!
Holy shit!
All right,
we're
love seat it is.
We're
can we call it fuck seat?
That's the fuck so for sure. I don't think we can sell those at the Big Sandy Superstore.
Our branding expert wasn't even out of the room. Our brand shaman, Skylar, hadn't even left the room yet before you started having sex on it.
Did they know each other before? No, the power of the sofa, sir.
Etymological or entomologic, one of those two. Chickly speaking.
Etymomically.
It has to have something to do with it, right? Because it's...
Ironically speaking.
You can only fit two people on there.
Sorry?
You can only fit two people on it.
Two little people?
Yeah.
One big person, three little people. Cheat the chart.
Yeah, a million borrowers. What are we doing?
I've been watching a lot of My 600-Pound Life, and I don't want you to say, like, they aren't people, because you cannot fit two of them on the website.
That's fair, great.
And you wouldn't want to, because they'd instantly start having sex, no thank you, check please. I would rather not.
I don't think that would be a comfortable platform for that experience.
Well, do you think that it started off as, like, they first, like, said, hey, two people, which of these would you choose to have sex on? And it was like a Goldilocks kind of thing. Like, they tried it in, like, a recliner, and they're like, oh, no. And then did it on a couch. Like, how can I even reach them? They're so far away. And then, like...
they were trying to...
I don't even know what to do with it. And then they got on a love scene and said, yes!
Yeah.
This is it!
And originally we were just trying to have sex on the couch. Oh, this is gonna be a fucking great reference. Buckle in, everybody. From the Gallagher live stage show.
But then they found
Giant Cheerios inside of that experience. We can't have sex here. Gallagher has touched this. I don't want to have sex on this.
And Gallagher's over there masturbating.
That's
y'all pictured it, didn't you?
That sentence is...
That's why everybody in the first few rows has those plastic wraps. Is Gallagher here tonight? Oh, Gallagher 2 is. Oh, that's so good. No?
Right.
No. No big Gallagher 2 fans?
No.
All right, next question.
Yes.
I recently decided to move in with a friend of mine, and all seems to be going well so far. My issue comes from when we signed the lease. I had come to the lease signing prepared to pay for my half of the deposit, only to find that my roommate had decided to pay the entire amount. My question now is, what do I do with the money I would have spent on the deposit? Am I required to spend it on stuff for the apartment? And if so, what should I spend it on? And that's from Suddenly Affluent in Astoria. Are you here?
Right
there.
Right.
All right.
I mean, you're a thief, and you just... I've never rented a New York apartment, but I imagine the deposit is like $14,000. But I mean, you got away with it. Until now, until like 30 seconds ago.
Perfect crime.
It was the perfect crime, and then it was the shittiest crime.
Well, here's the catch. Your roommate will get that deposit back hypothetically, and you will not get money back for whatever you
buy. So you need to think less about what you're going to spend your stolen money on, and more about, like, you can do all kinds of whack shit in this apartment.
You need to start kicking holes in the wall, burn the carpet, whatever you need to do.
You no longer have a horse in this race. Whatever the condition is what it is.
Oh, yes. You can hang a bunch of shelves?
Repaint the wall and mix sawdust into the paint and get a nice textured look.
Yeah.
Welcome to Property Brothers.
You're fucking shit up. Yeah. You didn't want to sell this again, did you?
We're gonna put a really nice reclaimed I-beam up here. Really support it. You know, really fuck this place up.
really
They'll never get that out.
You didn't pay the deposit on that. Oh, you stole it. Great, cool. No, you're fine. Yeah, perfect.
We are gonna ruin this shit. We're thinking a bathtub on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Just cuz.
Why not?
Fuck it.
Did that help? Terrific. I'm on the Yahoo.
Well, really, you're not even going to attempt to help that gentleman.
Well,
I mean, I would insist. Here's the thing. You have entered into an emotional battlefield. The next few months to years, but let's be honest, months of your life are going to be about the struggle, the power struggle between you and this person. You cannot see the victory this early. Here's what you need. He's not going to take a check. He's not going to take a stack of cash. Nobody wants that lying around. What you got to do is slowly repay this debt. By which I mean, anytime you see an open pocket, if you see he leaves his jorts out, whatever.
Jorts is not going to fit a lot of money.
Like a jorts full.
You slip one, $1 in. He'll never know. So I'm like, $1, cool, I forgot. And then with the $800,000, which is what I'm assuming your deposit is, you have to present it like Anne Fien.
I think
we're through here.
That's a great plan to pay back your fee. And it's also a great plan to slowly drive your roommate insane.
Listen, yeah, if you want to gaslight your roommate real bad, do that and move the furniture 1 inch.
Are we talking singles only? Because that's like the whole apartment.
How about just quarters? Yeah. And you put them random places, like underneath his shoe, inside his shoe, right. Something where he's like, what the fuck? What are these animals doing?
Can we talk about, we didn't address this, but it's sort of germane. It happened to us earlier this morning, and it was so crazy that we didn't talk about it, but we were getting on the elevator at our hotel. There's a dude waiting on the elevator who had dropped a $50 bill on the floor. And we, like I pointed out, like, hey, you dropped $50. That's the craziest thing ever, right? Like, I wanted to chide him. Like, that's $50. What kind of person are you that you can drop $50?
That was the third time I've ever seen one of those in real life.
I had one once, and I, like, duct taped it to my thigh. Like,
he should have felt the weight change from his pocket. Like, oh, something's different. Hold on. My boys.
I've been carrying like a plastic case for like baseball cards or something like that.
Also, if you drop a $50 bill and someone is like, hey, you dropped your $50 bill.
You have to give it like
yeah, that was a test, right? Don't you expect a
little bit of a little bit I seriously
like
thought John Quinones really was gonna jump out and be like, you did it right, good. You picked the right answer. Why'd you do that? Explain your bravery. Like,
next up on Upworthy, you won't believe what this man is. One man dropped $50, you won't believe this other man's response. Because you won't believe this little boy's response.
You dropped your money.
That's yes. Because
only a child doesn't swipe it.
How about Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. You know, it's like, it got the response. I need positive reinforcement constant. So it's sent by Evan Weston. Thank you, Evan. It's by Yahoo Answers. Oh, this is the fucking worst website. It's been suspended. But the question remains. They asked, posthumously, how do I make the garbage man fall in love with me? I'm in love with him. I wake every Monday morning and the first Friday of every month. That's kind of a fucked up trash collection schedule.
The first Friday is for the big things.
Oh, and that's bulk collection. That makes sense. To see him use those big, strong arms to pick up the garbage.
Like that. Go on.
No matter how much garbage I put in there, he still picks it up with ease. Like,
I had thrown away 20 bricks.
Yeah.
Wasn't a problem. That fool got it.
How do I win his heart? You could start by not throwing away so much heavy shit.
Yeah, you could start, you maybe stop making every day for this man a test of skill.
Maybe 1 week just bury all the trash in your yard and put an empty garbage can out there, and he doesn't pick it up, and he picks it up, and he's like, oh, it's empty, and he looks up, he's like, is that you, Diane? And you're like, well, it's me. Happy birthday.
Do you wanna move in together? I have a buried pile of trash in my yard.
Could you throw away awesome shit that, not like expensive shit that like he's gonna keep.
Not a bribe.
But something where he looks at it and goes, man, this person's awesome.
Yeah, you have to find out his.
That does assume that your garbage man though is coming through going, well, hold on, before I throw this away.
Oh, wait, let's make sure.
Let me build the character profile.
Let's make sure there's no awesome shit in here.
Ooh, discount pasta. No, thank you.
Threw away the entirety of X-Files on DVD. What a cool lady.
Apparently, money. Or our newly found distaste for the X-Files.
A book called How to Seduce a Garbage Man and Give Him Everything He Wants Sexually. Crazy. How have I not heard of this book?
You could hide in the trash can.
You could.
You can get the truck on by and poof. And then you're wearing some sexy lingerie in the trash can.
It's not special for you, I'm garbage.
You gotta Oscar the Grouch.
Garbage, I'm what you know. I wanna be a part of the world.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat?
The trash compactor broke both of my, what's the word again, legs!
Yes. We're not gonna top that joke for the rest of the day. Yeah. We're gonna have to do two more then.
We're like 30 minutes in.
I thought we agreed in the pre-pro that we were gonna save the Little Mermaid garbage can, but.
How about another a question from a normie, Joe?
Okay, let's see. I want to save that one. Let's go. Okay. This may be my favorite question we've ever received.
Okay. Sorry, everybody else here.
All your other questions is dump. When ordering a pizza online the other day, I accidentally typed in the wrong apartment number. By the time I noticed my mistake and called the pizza place, it was too late. The people, oh, son of a bitch, the people in the wrong apartment took the free pizza rather than admitting it wasn't theirs. I know where these pizza thieves live. What are my options? And that's from Crustless in California.
Big thanks, first off, to Justin for grabbing the crunchiest food on the table. You could have gone banana and nobody would have known, and you went with kettle-cooked potato chips.
What the fuck
what
are these?
What is a chocoroon?
What is a chocoroon? Wait a minute, time out on this question. What is a chocoroon? Sweet and crispy.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, we need to take a quick break.
Welcome to the Macro Brothers Eat Snacks.
Can we take chocoroons to the money zone?
What? Yeah, let's go to the money zone. Wait, you're gonna wait and eat them together?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chocoroons wait for no man.
Pretty good. It's way better than regular mushrooms.
Regular mushrooms are not chocolatey or crispy.
No. All right.
Okay, great. Buy them at the store, and this has been the money zone. So back to chocoroons. No, back. So someone stole this person's
pizza.
Well,
you're not. This can't be
guys,
the
we
show.
Literally can't snack okay. The entire show. It will be.
Yeah, that's gonna be. Yeah. I'm 40 pounds overweight. This is what's been stopping me the entire time.
Travis and I are gonna hit you with a 1-2 punch.
If only someone had moved the snacks 1 inch out of my reach.
Travis will push shit out of reach and I'll do cookie points and then okay. You will be Bradley Cooper.
Griffin's trying to suggest that I lost cookie points. If you don't know, cookie points is official currency I earn for eating salad or vegetables.
That you can exchange, like arcade tickets.
For cookies. Not cookies he gives me, but the right ability to eat cookies.
And Griffin tried to tell me today that just because I got a muffin,
which is a tall cookie.
Well, he said it's a muffin.
A chocolate chip muffin that you try to get. That's it.
Yeah, it's like taking a cookie and going, whoop, and yeah. Making it grow.
I actually We've got been a... off topic for 15 minutes.
Okay, all right. Pizza thief. Pizza thief. Pizza thief.
Should you confront the person?
Absolutely. All right. Do you know how many pizzas you'd have to give me to confront anybody about anything?
I saw a story on Dateline about people who are using Find My Phone, the app on your phone. That you can find your phone with it, and people will get their shit stole, and then will find their phone, and by which I mean the person who stole their phone, who would then kill them. Sometimes.
Wait, hold on.
It hasn't broken. Okay. I'll
the person on. Finding their phone kills the person who took their phone, or the person.
No.
Okay.
What he's sure. Saying
who's
is
dying?
Like, is it says like someone steals my shit? All uh-huh. Of a sudden, I'm gonna deputize myself.
Yeah.
Now I'm the equalizer. I'm gonna go track down that fool and settle the score citizen's arrest style.
Yeah.
Right?
Pardon me, sir. You wronged me earlier.
Yeah, I demand satisfaction.
Please lie down on the ground until the authorities are there. No, you're gonna get
now, what
killed.
Is that you have there? Is that a gun?
Oh. Interesting. Still eating
a lot. But you're implying that you would be afraid of confronting this pizza thief as the pizza thief rather than
pizza,
going to prison for stealing your pizza would kill you.
A pizza costs $5 at Little Caesars.
Do you think it was an ordered a $5 hot and ready to be brought to their home? What kind of life are you living? Like, listen, I don't want nothing fancy, but I also do need it brought to me.
I do need that.
I'm a humble man.
I'm saying a phone costs way more than a hot and ready. So why would you confront a person for pizza? Why would you just get another pizza?
Just get another pizza. How about you just start ordering pizzas for that apartment?
Yeah.
With a note saying, I think you need this more than I do. And just really shame them about, like, clearly you're on some hard
time. You know what?
The old guilt pizza.
Do you know what the best type of pizza on earth is?
Pepperonis and shame.
No. It's frizza, which is free pizza.
Right.
And you need to just appreciate the fact that you are giving these people a wonderful and beautiful gift that you can't give yourself.
You really, that's a great point, Griffin. You could pay for a pizza with money that someone else gave you. It would never be as delicious.
Right. That's what the
even
plot
if you're not taking a net loss, is mm-hmm. What I'm saying.
Pay it forward, and Pay It Forward the movie, which we reference a lot, but it's...
And we will.
It's a fucking incredible movie.
Have you guys seen it? Which we will see at some point. I promise you will actually watch it.
I saw it in theaters. Haley Joel Osment buys three people three pizzas, and then he gets stabbed in the stomach and dies.
Wait.
No, he really, yeah.
Does the second part actually happen?
Yeah.
The pizza part?
Why would that be a movie? They just stabbed a little kid?
Yeah.
It was other little kids. It wasn't like an adult stabbing a little kid. But yeah, he definitely gets stabbed in the stomach.
What? Why? He was paying it forward and shit.
Listen, some people don't want that. Some people are like, pay it backward.
Yeah. So you're saying...
How about you pay off the people that did shit for you?
Yeah.
So they did they owe him money? Like, what's the?
He tried to start. Oh my god, are we gonna fucking go over the entire plot?
Why would everybody talk amongst yourselves? We're gonna run down, pay a board for Dustin Roper.
So here's
the kids. He's trying to stop these bullies from picking on his friend, uh-huh. And it was the one he put off until the end. So
yeah.
And so he like rode his bike. He's like, I'm gonna get you. And but then they had a knife and they stabbed him in the stomach.
Okay.
And Kevin Spacey was there.
Kevin Spacey. He watched the whole thing. He watched the whole thing and didn't do anything.
Cool job, K-Pax. I don't know how you return from that in this movie. Like, how do you come back?
It's
from
the
that?
End of the movie, Justin.
Fuck me.
Well, then Kevin Spacey.
And they're like, well, that sucks, but at least...
What happened is, as Haley Joel Osment was dying, he grabbed Kevin Spacey's shirt and said, pay it forward. And then Kevin Spacey stabbed the three bullies.
Yeah, he went, 1, 2, 3, done. And now Haley Joel Osment, you pay it... fuck. Bled out. Shit. Should have hit you in the hospital. I'm the worst dad ever.
I want to say something to you. I have 6 podcasts to record today. I'm legitimately bummed out about this movie.
I saw it in theaters when I was like 11.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Can we get like another, a whole other thing?
Whole other subject.
Is there another
Yanni?
Ugh. Ugh, who wants this? Have the first person say, I'm gonna pay this for it. I'm gonna not tell anybody to watch this. I'm gonna tell nobody this is in the theater. I'll pay it for it.
He was very antagonistic. It was one of those things where you get stabbed and you're like, oh, it's okay, but
I get
it. Fucking great. Yeah. It's like when Macaulay Culkin dies.
This is the Haley Joel Osment like starts the pay it forward movement, right? Am I missing something about
the pay it forward movement?
Oh, we have to move on. We have to move it forward. The show, the podcast.
Hey everybody, we want to take a quick break from the live action to provide you with this important...
It's not live though, is it?
Well, I mean, it was live when we made it, and now it's not live anymore.
Now it's dead as fuck.
It's dead as disco, Griffin, but we still wanted to take a moment for the Money Zone to tell you about Simple. Simple's the way banking should be. They're take everything you know about banking and flush it down the fucking toilet.
Like a bill info turd.
Simple doesn't even use money.
What does it use? Cookie points?
It uses cookie points.
It's the internet's premier cookie point transaction facility.
Well, they don't actually use money for some stuff. Like, you don't have to have a minimum balance. There's no monthly fee. There's no overdraft charges. And you can use over 55,000 ATMs around the globe for free. You can deposit your checks also by taking a picture of them.
I like that. But I'm bad with money. Can Simple yell at me when I try to spend too much money on dumb shit?
Hey, dummy, I want to help you reach your goals. It's like tough love. You tell it how much you want to save, and it'll tell you how much you can spend on fun shit, and you'll just have money to pay for the bills and save your money. Set one up for your max fun contribution, it says here, so you can just put that aside.
And maybe set that number to 1,000.
Maybe jack that up because you're so simple rich, because you did simple good. You can pay your bills super fast.
Is this a fake one that's going to take all the money that I have from me?
I know why you would think that, but you're wrong. It is they're an actual real-ass company, and your account's FDIC insured, and they don't sell your data, and it's all very good. Now, the Simple.com is popping off so hard that they have like a wait list to get in it, to get onto it, but you can skip.
Sorry,
that.
We're full.
Sorry, we're
here.
Full up. Oh, that's not
chicks.
Right.
Chicks. We only got room for chicks.
I know the McElroy brothers, so I can get in for free.
Oh, come on in then.
Simple.com/mybrother.
Let me do my bit. Let me do my bouncer bit.
Okay, finish the bouncer bit. I thought it was done.
Come on in then.
Simple.com/mybrother.
My brother me is also supported by Squarespace. Yes, two different people listened to this and said, yeah, let's give them money to talk about us. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. Listen, you've heard us talk about Squarespace a lot. They've been chopping and screwing it, improving it. They got new designs, new features, even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with if you're a dummy and don't know how to website. If you're not a dummy and you do know how to website, you can take those designs and chop and screw them even more to create a bespoke website of your own bespoking.
This sounds amazing, Griffin.
It is fucking amazing.
It's expensive,
really,
though, right?
It's not expensive. It costs dollars a month, $8 a month. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year with that. So do it. They have responsive design. It'll work on all your products. You can start without a credit card. You just do a free trial. Go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MYBROTHER. That's all one word, MYBROTHER. And you can get 10% off your first purchase. That's Squarespace. Check it out, you dummy.
I got a personal message here to Lisa from Don. Don says, May 26th, oops, is our third or fourth wedding anniversary. And
pretty close.
Pretty good job. And May 31st is Lisa's 28th birthday.
Splitting the difference, aren't we?
Equidistant. Happy birthday and happy anniversary from your sweet, sweet husband, your pup Jonas, your kitty Blueberry, and your favorite trio of podcasting brothers. Travis, a sad lib would really make her day.
Oh,
sorry, Travis is dead. That's
so
why he's not here.
He's not dead. Don't say that. Don't ever say that. Travis will never die. Happy, with his diet, he's got the secret diet that keeps you alive forever.
Happy birthdiversary there, Lisa.
Sorry we couldn't Travis you, but I don't know where that fool is. Have you heard from him today?
Nah.
I got a message to Henry and Allie from, oh, should have read this ahead of time, Tilda Swinton's Pussy and Associates. Is that a callback? I hope we haven't talked about that.
I've never said that.
Salutations. Y'all's wedding was the blast of blasts. You two are simply the best two people that we know, and we are so happy for you. Now go and get to work on growing your cat harem, because Buddy told us he wanted friends. Here's hoping the goofball reading this pronounce your names goofily. It's Henry and Allie.
How we can fuck up Henry and Allie. I fucked up the grammar of that sentence.
Yeah.
I said how we can fuck up. So even I fucked that up, I can't fuck up that name.
Yeah.
Henry?
Sorry.
Henry? Anyway, guys, good job.
Good job. Getting married.
Proud of you.
Big thanks to everybody who came out to the live shows, too. We're going to spread them out probably a little bit. This is the first one. They all went super well. I feel like we met everybody at all three shows, and you were all super fucking cool. We'll have to do it again real soon, because I'm turning the corner on New York City. I actually think it's a nice place to be, as opposed to just like a trap that you fly into and then you can't fly out of. Because
the Bermuda Triangle.
It's the Bermuda Triangle, yes, of cities. But actually, it's pretty tight. They got real good Korean food there.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Story for another time. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll get back to the live show now.
This Yahoo answer was... Oh, I'm going to flop this name right up. You want to try this one? You never are in this position of having to try
it. How do I know?
Ivica Folnovic.
Yep.
Better than nothing.
No.
It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Grand Duchess Anast, have you ever heard of the McDizzle at McDonald's? I have heard of it, and only one of my friends heard of it. Do you know?
I love the conversational Yahoo is the best. Hey, did you guys know about this? Like, yeah, that's just typed on screen.
This fucking Yahoo Nights mystery sent me down such a rabbit hole. Because there are secret orders online who assure you that there exists a McDonald's secret menu. Much like In-N-Out. Much like Pizzeria's and so many other chain fast food restaurants.
Is the conceit here that, like, among the absolute baseline level training that a McDonald's employee receives, there is another level that, like, they have to come in on Saturday to learn the secret menu no one ever
has? We're not talking about, you can't get a pasta fagioli. We're talking about taking their garbage food and making it into other garbage. Let's start with, for instance...
Make it worse.
So, I don't...
Was that Tim Gunn or Jean-Luc Picard? I couldn't tell you.
We'll start with the poor man's Big Mac. And this is a secret.
What's the
item.
Rich man's Big Mac? Burn. Take that,
Molly.
Oh, man.
The beginning sentence of that synopsis is my favorite.
Who doesn't love Big Mac? A lot of people, actually. But not everyone loves its price. Yeah. How much? 35 cents.
Woof.
So if you want to get something close to Big Mac without paying the full price, what you can do is order a McDouble, but remove the ketchup and pickles. Instead, ask for extra onions, lettuce, and a Big Mac sauce. The taste is almost the same because of its the absence of the sesame seed buns and a slice of cheese. You can get at least three of these secret budget Big Mac for the price of a Big Mac.
Okay, here's the thing. I need you all to picture the face of the McDonald's employee when you go, I want a McDonald's, but hold on. Real quick, before you start making that McDouble.
She just said, I want a McDouble.
I want a McDouble.
Okay.
But hold on. Here's the thing. I want to chop it and screw it.
I want to chop and screw it.
I'm talking extra onions or the pickles. I mean, they're going, I'm just going to hand you this pre-made McDouble. You take this and you leave.
And I go back. Come back.
To doing that.
They may not be on to the game until you say, and Big Mac sauce? I think, extra lettuce and tomatoes and Big Mac sauce? If you just have, I mean, if you have I heard it's just Dawson Island dressing.
How about the Mc... Oh, this is fucking the worst. This one can't be worse. This one can't be something that you just say. It has to be, you're a piece of shit. And you shit. And then you fucking sloppy-handed Guy Fieri at the sad McDonald's table like...
But no judgment.
This is the McLand Sea and Air Burger. Captain Planet may have been a thing in the 90s, but this burger is like the powers of Captain Planet combined.
I don't think
diarrhea was one of the elements of a... Imagine eating a hamburger, okay? The McChicken, sure. And the filet of fish, sure. All in once. Fuck you. So yeah, Epic Burger is epic. There's a picture. It's the... Oh, God.
Would anyone like to come up and see the picture?
No.
No. How's this picture treat? The
Jesus
the
Christ!
Let's talk about the McCrepe recipe. McDonald's has crepes?
Kind of, if you're... I'm not sure you're
pronouncing McCrepe properly. Why?
In the mood for some French breakfast.
Why did you go to McDonald's then?
I want the McDonald's, but I want something with an international flair.
The McCrepe is considered both a breakfast and a dessert.
And a thing over that exists.
This secret menu item will allow you to eat crepe, McDonald's style, just like you've always wanted to.
You know, you guys have done such a great job with chicken and hamburgers. What I'm left wondering is, maybe a crepe?
Just order some McDonald's hotcakes, because they're extremely delicious. I didn't make that up. That's on here. Someone thinks that in the world is alive and like sharing the streets. We're probably right next to you right now. That's the person. Then, buy a yogurt parfait. Simply put the yogurt inside the pancake and wrap it up like a crepe. Top the pancake with fruit, granola, and optional syrup. That's it. You have your own homemade slightly McCrepe.
You laugh, but right now there's a guy at Taco Bell like, okay, wait. Let me get all that down. So go back to
me.
Here's the thing, that doesn't make it a crepe.
That's not a crepe.
That makes it a fucking pancake with shit inside.
That's a sloppy boy.
That does not change it from a pancake to a crepe. It's just like a crepe.
And it's just, no. It looks like.
It looks like dump.
It
really does look like puke in a pancake.
Welcome to our show. We talk about pictures you can't see.
No, we're painting word pictures. It looks like if you jammed a bunch of oats and a hand grenade inside a vagina is what it looks like. How's that? But now you know what it is. We can go on. There's like a 10:35, half breakfast, half lunch items. It's so just keep that in mind. Next time, just say I want a Big McChicken. It's a triple down, basically.
All right, now wait. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How did you do all this and not address the McDizzle?
Oh, it's not. It doesn't exist. It's not.
It doesn't exist.
That.
I think
it's not real.
You guys want to take some audience questions?
Yeah, we can start that.
Sure. Who has a question that's like good?
Justin, do you want to point them out so just like the whole onus is on you?
What?
Do you want to point out the people? You want to pick them?
Sir, right here. Come on down.
Come on down.
You see right here, drop pound. I apologize. You're not going to get the best view of this gentleman, but we'll get you back.
Oh, we're getting it.
Hey, there we go. What's your answer?
I'm Marco.
Marco, you can move that mic closer to your face. You don't have to like shout.
Marco, is this a good question?
Or is it going to bum us out?
No, I don't think it's a bummer question.
Okay, because can I...
Hold on. There was a second half of inflection. I don't think it's a bummer question.
Last time we did a live show, we had people come up and be like, oh, no, it's great. Girlfriend just left me and...
All right, Marco.
So... I'm the oldest of four, and I've always gotten along fine with my siblings, but I don't have a whole lot in common with them. They're more like super into sports.
Yeah.
But now we're all getting to be grown-ups, and I feel like there are so many families that have so much like tight sibling bonding. Like, how do I get to be friends with my siblings?
Easy. You gotta find financial incentives. Start a podcast that you get paid to do.
I mean, before we had the podcast, it was sports for us.
Yeah,
all sports, 24/7.
Well, I have a question. So you have three brothers.
One sister, two brothers.
Are all three of them into sports?
My sister's, she's like a business school marketing kind of person. Just kind of like pop culture. Okay.
Which one's your favorite?
Which one do you like best?
I'm gonna say her right now.
She sounds like the best.
Your brothers
are into sports. Okay, so it sounds like I've figured out the problem, Mark.
Okay.
You're the odd duck.
Yeah,
I know. You're the odd man out. You've got to realign everything you think is worthwhile and valuable. You've got to stop liking the things you like and like the things you hate. But if you can teach yourself to do that, you have given yourself the ability to like everything in the world.
Fuck me. Should we cancel the show now? Was that it? Was that everything?
You could get a really specific sports knowledge. You pick one team.
Highlight, like a really great highlight player.
If you get deep into a sports well that they have no knowledge of, they will just assume you have a base level of sports knowledge. You can build off that. The onus then becomes on them. Why aren't they in the highlight, just like you?
That's a great plan until the first time you try to watch a football game with them and they're like, touchdown, and like,
well, this is an odd. So basically, Justin, your advice sounds like what he should do is instead of alienating his brothers and sister because he's not into sports, he should alienate them by being into a sport they know nothing about.
Right.
Or maybe...
the numbers aren't in your favor right now. In this family game, you're losing 3-1.
Maybe you pick a specific sportsman to get super into, and you try to inject him into every sports conversation.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan's great. He's no Flick Rickelson, but... What Flick Rickelson ain't ever heard? This is the best trick.
This man can hook a ball at a wall, and another man will catch it. How does highlight work?
I know.
I just know the ball trial is extremely fast.
Something about scoops and then, like, concussions.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous sport.
So, my advice would be that the desire to want to be close to them and get along with them seems to me like it would override everything else. And something like setting out and saying, I'm going to make this work because it is important to me, I'm going to make it a priority, is really all you need to do. Because everything else is just icing, you know, but the relationships between you and your brothers and your sister is something that if you say this is a priority and I'm going to make this work, and I'm going to stay close to them and become close to them, everything else is...
Some relationships take more work. Some of them are natural fits, like you just click with people. But if it's your family, sometimes you have to force it a little bit. So
I mean, really, yes, I hate these two. But like you find the things, and you know, interests don't have to be what you have in common. Sometimes it can just be like the common desire is wanting to get along.
Yeah.
The common desire is wanting to be close. And then you build off of that and say like, hey,
I will go with you to see a football game, and you come with me to see a weird live show where three dudes get up and talk about grenades and vaginas.
Talk about you.
Talk about you.
Four of us. It'll be great.
Classic art improv.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark Herbig and Mark Herbig.
Anybody else? Have a question?
No? I saw the hand go up first, right there. Yes, stand up. You. Yes, perfect. Come on down.
Oh boy. Crowd server down here, please.
Oh, hey, hello.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. It's family friend Laura Fry. You don't know Laura, but hey, everybody, it's Laura.
Yeah. Hello, Laura.
Laura, how can we help?
Okay.
Is this sad or about poop or.
Okay.
So we are headed to the beach in a few weeks, and we have a great friend who we love, but who's going with us. Mm-hmm. Happens to be one of those friends, though, that every story you say, he possibly has one that tosses.
Topper.
I mean, constant. How do we spend 9 hours and not jump out of the car?
Can you mouth his name to us if we know who he is, so we just don't, like, it won't come up?
Oh, nobody from home. No.
Okay.
Somebody from H-Town.
Can you re-top?
Oh, yes, you can.
Cool story. That made me remember, like, another one that's, like, even better than the one you told me just then. Like, maybe, and if he does not realize that he is being inceptioned by the, like, third or fourth time. Cool thing, Greg. Funny that you said that again after the thing I said, after the thing you said.
Oh, no, shit! Tell your first story again! Like, that reminds me of a story! And you drop your original one!
Yes! But then he's gonna do the same thing, and then you will both die of old age.
Turn on some tunes.
Tell the most boring stories you can think of. Just really lob them like a slow ball, let them top that. Like, one time I ate a sandwich, like, nail it. You got it.
Don't put yourself in this situation.
Separate car? Do you have a luggage rack? Can you put some peanut butter in his mouth?
Is there a lot of peanut butter?
How much peanut butter does it take? Someone Google. How much peanut butter does it take a man to eat 9 hours?
What's the cubic volume of a man's mouth?
Listen, by the end of the road trip, it's gonna look a little bit like double tear in your backseat. I warn you.
Did that help?
So much.
Terrific.
Thank you, Malara, everyone here.
This Yahoo was sent in by Derek Engel. Thank you, Derek. It is by, please work, Yahoo Answers user Brandon Lampkin, who asks, don't put your full name on. Is it okay to trim my dog's pubic hair? Guys, can we be delicate about this guy's allergy?
Can we just help, please?
I just got a dog for my fiance, and it is about 5 to 6 months old.
Dogs get pubes at 5 to 6 months old.
It's a little intimidating.
Yeah. When she rolls over, you can see extremely long pubic hair.
This dog has got a 70s.
Is it okay for me to trim it, or will it affect the dog?
It'll
affect the dog, probably. It will affect the dog's gait, I bet. And their general mood, probs.
Dignity.
Josh, you worked at a kennel for a while, and I know that your specialty was
squeezing
cover your ears. Okay, I was going to give them a fair warning.
Okay, cover
a spoiler warning, because it's going to spoil your day.
I squeeze dog buttholes.
Terrific.
I was known for it. Fastest hands in the West.
There's a gland. I don't know why dogs.
That's all that we need
hold
on that subject.
Hold on.
Time out. There's a gland back there.
We're actually doing this.
That makes stinky. Why would God do that? Why do they need that in their life?
hey, you know how many awesome things I gave dogs? Check this out.
Check this out.
We're gonna balance it all out. Put a thing in their butthole, people gotta squeeze.
All right, so
here's my question about dog pubes. I guess my question is,
talking about dog pubes now after that is like weirdly refreshing.
Is this person's concern if they don't trim these pubes?
It's entirely aesthetic.
Like, okay, great, like, I just don't want people to judge my dog's super long pubic hair.
Is it, okay?
Have you seen Steve's dog's pubic hair? Jesus. Come on, trim that shit.
Got stuck on the rug, girl. Does that happen? Does it? I guess my question is, like, where does that region end and begin? Like, is there a definitive, like, those are pubes, definitely. That's tummy hair. Tummy hair stops here. Look at that bush!
I think you have to put a bikini on the dog.
And then draw on it. I guess the real question is, do you bleach their assholes?
Travis, Patrick,
what? We were all thinking it.
Nobody in this theater was thinking
not
that.
Not a single person here. Listen. They will be asked to leave. Raise your hand.
That guy was thinking it.
The smile this guy was giving us when he put his hand. I got there.
This
way
before you. Right here. Is there anybody else whose look we can see the eyes we can make fun of? That was pretty good. He must have like a weird look. Like a weird look we can
see. Listen, why would the hair there grow faster than the hair on the rest of the body? Is there a breed where it's just like a bushy breed, just like Chihuahuas, like you've got to maintain that shit before it gets out of hand?
It's like, you know, like, okay, well, so Golden Retriever, really trainable.
Yeah.
Pomeranian, smart, but kind of standoffish.
Yeah.
And like a Yorkshire Terrier, huge bush.
Huge, crazy.
Huge bush. It's just know that going into
it. I think we're upsetting everybody now.
Who here loves talking about dog bush?
Yeah.
Zero.
That's okay. That's about where we thought.
Fair enough.
Do we have another audience question?
We don't have time for one more.
How about one for the dog?
Dog pound. Let's say right there.
All right, dog pound.
Come on down. Everybody give him some right applause. He hasn't done anything to deserve it yet, but dead air is like weird. What is your name, sir?
My name's Ryan.
Ryan, all right. Pleasure.
So my younger brother is about to leave for college,
okay.
And I've moved home since then.
Okay.
How do I deal with being basically the only child again for the first time since I was five?
Is there a wall between your bedrooms?
Yes.
Take it out. Look who's there, guys. King Ryan.
Keep in mind, my dad and my brother are here.
What? Okay, perfect. Hey, guys. Listen,
hello.
Ryan's going to do, take it from us, the Poverty Brothers. Ron's gonna do a little reworking of the house. He's gonna take that wall, clean the fuck out. And it's gonna be like King Ryan's place.
Ryan, if I might suggest, you could also just totally regress and be like, I'm the only child now. Take care of baby Ryan.
Oh, it's soup time.
Oh, take care of me. I want ice cream. Ice cream, daddy, ice cream.
I'm your dinosaur, copy.
Baby,
I'm on all the toys in the toy store.
I'm the baby girl, love me.
From the show Dinosaur. Yeah,
let's hear
it for
Dinosaur.
Yeah, let's hear it for Dinosaur. ABC Family. Should we talk about the plot of Dinosaur? I mean, the bit where we talked about the plot of Pay It Forward was such a joint hit.
Are you sad, Ryan?
Just in general?
No.
I mean, what's your day-to-day happiness look
like? I mean, about your brother leaving, does it make you sad?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. So no.
I needed to know that first. So what's your question?
What?
Boil your question down for some. Let's pretend that some people might not have been paying super close attention because they were thinking about a bit they were gonna do with you taking the wall down, and they didn't actually hear the question that you needed to help with. This is kind of a thought experiment that we do sometimes on the show. So what? Say your actual question was, like, really boil it down.
Like, what are some tips for being the only
child?
Could
you pretend like your brother had died and you guys didn't talk about the horrible accident?
Oh, right, yeah!
I'm just saying,
yeah,
you know, like
totally,
a,
yeah!
Like a,
oh, yeah! Oh, what was that sound? Travis hitting the nail on the head with a hammer! Pretend your brother died! He's dead now! Great
idea of my brother dying is bringing me some relief at this point.
Yikes. Oh, man.
But the other sign of that is when you pretend like he dies.
Is there
any comes up, but then he comes over from college and isn't
that
amazing?
Burn him with fire!
It's basically a deposit you're making on a future miracle. Miracles are really just a reversal of lies you started believing.
God, you are dropping some Mahatma shit over
here. Yeah, it's getting real in here.
I think all of that helped.
Yeah,
I'm
you're welcome.
Pretty
Ryan.
Confident in that.
Yeah, hey, Ryan. Thank you so much, first off, to the People's Improv Theater for having us here.
Holy shit, they've been incredible. We talked about this before. We have no fucking idea what we're doing in this department, and they have they've done everything.
Most of the people who are here were people that missed out on tickets to the second two shows, and
we're doing more.
And it's gonna be really exhausting, but we did it for you, so sort of your fault. So I was thinking maybe a hand for us, just for being so.
I also wanted everyone to know. Yeah, so because you guys were standing outside like weirdos, you probably might have missed our merch table. We've got some awesome new merch, and I bring this up not for us, but for you.
Yeah,
I don't want you.
We don't know how to sell this online, so.
Yeah, we don't know how the internet works. But we've got brand new. I'll start with the coolest
thing. It's so small, nobody can just describe it, and let's go.
It's a sweet ass patch to be a fraternal order of brothers. With an awesome horse in front of the moon. We got button packs and these brand new beautiful tote bags.
They pack your bags, move away tote bag.
And we've got some really cool bumper stickers and everything. But more importantly, even if you don't grab anything on your way out, grab one of these postcards. And if you use the coupon code, well, I won't say it out loud, but use the coupon code.
Does everyone see the coupon code?
Coupon code. Grab the postcard on your way out, and it'll give you a discount on your order online.
Yep.
So make sure you grab that and hang out in the bar, buy a ton of drinks, make it totally worth it for the People's Improv Theater to have us here.
And we'll come out and say hi
for 30 seconds, and then we have to do another show.
Yeah,
that's your fault. Remember, just to recap.
I hate to interrupt you, Live Justin, but you forgot to mention to thank Simple. It's me, Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, interesting.
Special guest. Yeah, special relevant guest, Captain Kangaroo. Sorry about it, Chief. But thanks to Simple, rebuilding banking from the ground up the way it should be. Putting people before policies and helping you find clarity in your finances. I'm having a stroke, buddy. You can skip the wait list at simple.com/my brother, Captain Kangaroo. Back to you, J-Man.
And I want to thank Sawbones for opening for us.
Oh, keep it going. Learned a lot about my body during that episode.
Yeah, me too. That's going to be...
I'm all warts under my shirt. If I took my shirt off, I'm bristling with warts.
I'm bristling with anticipation for this.
A big face of John Roderick.
A long winter season to lose his departure off the album. Pretty busy. Special thanks to John Roderick.
I missed it.
Here's the final Yahoo answer was sent in by, I just wrote Drew, I'm assuming this is Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ciso Altair Zio, who asks, who invented cranberries?
I am Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.